So the SADC summit decided this weekend that a new protocol for the tribunal would be negotiated, and that that protocol would confine the court only to resolving disputes between member states. So individual SADC inhabitants will no longer have any access to the SADC tribunal. They will not be able to approach it if their human rights are violated.
Why was this done?
Well, I think there was tremendous discontent amongst SADC leaders, amongst certain SADC countries. They didn't want their human rights records exposed for failing their people. They didn't want to have to pay the compensation that the court would order them to do in respect of human rights violations. They didn't want to be found in violation of human rights. And so they contested the legality of the tribunal. The tribunal was suspended and a review was instituted. That review was supposed to lead to a strengthened, more independent court, but instead we have a court which has shut out individual access.
So what do you make of this latest decision?
Well, I think it is incredibly disappointing for the region. It is an enormous setback for rule of law in the region, for human rights in the region, and it also sets back the integration agenda for the region, because there are going to be no common standards and principles to which SADC countries are held.
But is this the final decision? Can it be reversed?
Well, it would appear that this this is a final decision. Certainly, we are going to be lobbying leaders, heads of state and government, and we're going to be exploring various avenues. Certainly, one can look at legal avenues, because this decision is without a legal basis. A review was instituted. The SADC leaders professed that the review would lead to a strengthened and more independent court. That hasn't come about. Certainly there are going to be attempts to engage leaders and see if a reversal can be made.
So in the meantime, is this the end of the SADC tribunal?
For individuals, it is the end of the SADC tribunal at this point, if the decision that was taken this weekend holds. And to all intents and purposes, it's the end of the tribunal in its entirety. Because whilst SADC leaders are saying, oh, well, the tribunal will adjudicate disputes between member states, the truth is member states don't bring cases against each other before courts. They try and resolve them by diplomatic means. And it's interesting to actually compare the SADC tribunal to the court for the Economic Community of West African States, where between 1991 and 2004, when it only adjudicated disputes between member states, it only entertained a single case. In 2004, a decision was taken to allow individuals access and to bestow a human rights mandate on the court. And, you know, from that time until now, there have been 26 cases that have been heard, all relating to individuals or relating to human rights. So we will now have a court, whilst it is said to adjudicate between member states disputes, that will in fact get no cases. It will have no caseload. So it might as well shut down. It will be a waste of expense to SADC taxpayers.
Some observers say this is a result of a series of cases that went before the tribunal in which it ruled against the Zimbabwean government. Do you agree with this?
I do agree with that. I think that is how we come to this crisis point. We know that Zimbabwe did initially recognize the court. It nominated a judge to sit on the tribunal, and it appointed counsel to defend the Zimbabwean government before the court. But when the court handed down decisions that were unfavorable to Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe then challenged the legality of the tribunal. And in the face of Zimbabwe's intransigence, the summit then took a decision to suspend the tribunal and institute this review, which led to it being in suspension, defunct for the past 2 years. And now we come to this decision where there is a summit communique which says that individual inhabitants will not be given access to the tribunal.